From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Georgia Food Bank Association announced it has changed its name to Feeding Georgia to better reflect the broad scope of its work to end hunger in Georgia, as well as its longstanding ties to its national partner, Feeding America. Georgia Farm Bureau reports Feeding Georgia is an association of seven regional food banks that provide education, programs, and advocacy to end hunger in the state. Its goal is to build a path to a healthier, food-secure Georgia. The National Association of Wheat Growers is sharing their 2023 Farm Bill priorities. As lawmakers start crafting the next Farm Bill, wheat growers will be advocating for their priorities on Capitol Hill to develop programs that will help them manage risk, ensure conservation programs work on the farm, and enhance U.S. trade. The priorities include protecting crop insurance, supporting financial and technical assistance, increasing the reference price of wheat in Title I, and enhancing USDA's market access and development programs. The Court of International Trade is considering an appeal against the International Trade Commission's decision to place duties on phosphorus fertilizers from Morocco and Russia. The National Corn Growers Association says that puts fertilizer companies under scrutiny. NCGA President Chris Edgington says, "We've been sounding this alarm for a long time and telling officials these tariffs are hurting farmers." From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.